This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Joey is with us live in Michigan. Welcome, Joey.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Good morning, class.
You know, class, I get a chance to talk with Joey a lot, and I'm just going to tell you the way it is. He's one of the brightest guys I know. He knows so much about so much, and it's absolutely true. And he and I think, share some kind of connection in the fact that our fuses are getting shorter. And we experience things that just frost us as we look at it and wonder how's that possible that this could be happening right in front of our eyes. Let me give you an example. So, Joey, you know, we're planning this move and we're trying to get the house ready for the next occupants, the next owners in the farm. And we want it's not finished. So I've been feverishly working on the farm, hay, equipment, spackling, finishing. For 15 years, some of the rooms have not been finished, and I've decided I've got to get this done because nobody's going to want to do it. Nobody's going to want to climb on scaffolding and hang off the edges, the sides, the ends, and stretch and get on a ladder on top of two sets of scaffolding to finish the ceilings and the walls. So I needed to get some all-purpose spackling compound. So I decided that Menards would be the place, because after making a few phone calls, they seemed to have what I was looking for. So I went into Menards with our son, and we're walking side by side, and the aisles are huge. The store is immaculately clean. It's the cleanest of all the big boxes, no question about it. And as we're walking down the aisle, we saw these three millennials who were soon to be managers of the store, managers in training. And they were holding up these brooms. And they're just kind of doing nothing. And one of them mustered up enough courage to say, "May I help you?" And I looked at the three of them and I said, no, he said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Can you?" And they didn't know what I meant by that. I said, "I'm looking for those 5-gallon buckets of spackling compound to finish some wallboard. I think it's in the paint department." "You think it's in the paint department? Well, thank you very much." So my son and I scoured the paint department. It's in the far corner of the store. It wasn't there. So we split up to make the search a little easier, so it would only take like 5 minutes to find it. We couldn't find it. And I saw this other guy sitting at a workstation, feverishly entering data. So I decided that he actually was doing something, rather than just holding up those brooms. And so I said, "Y'all know where the 5-gallon buckets of spackling compound are?" He said, "Yeah, it's on the other side of the store in lumber." Now, the store is about an eighth of a mile long inside. It really is huge. So we walked over there, and sure enough, it was there. But on the way over, I said to our son, and I'm paraphrasing, I said, "I think these guys are in a contest. I think the Menards employees are competing with Lowe's, Home Depot, and Walmart to see who has the dumbest employees. I think that's what's going on. Now, I said that in a way, now we're facing the same direction walking down this really wide aisle. And I wanted to make sure he didn't have to strain to hear what I was saying. So I said it so that it would ricochet off the wall hundreds of feet in front of us and then bounce back so he could hear it. And, you know, we kind of chuckled about that. And then we saw in front of us this father and son. And the son was about 5 years old. And the son jumps out. He's about 20 feet in front of us. He jumps out, spreads his feet apart, and holds his hands facing toward us as if to say, halt. You're not going this way. And I just laughed at this little tyrant in training. And I said, you really think so? And I looked at his father, and I, you know, with kind of a look like, you must be really proud of this young man, you know. And then we just kept going. And by the way, as we didn't slow down. We didn't slow down to greet him or shake his hand or thank him for interrupting us. We just kept going. And this little tyrant jumped out of the way. And, you know, if his father had a skirt, he would have been hanging on to his father's skirt. How did we get to this point, Joey, where we've raised little monsters like this? Now, at Menards, it's different from Walmart. Walmart, you see the freaks. In Menards, I see parents bringing their children with them when they're buying the do-it-yourself kind of project items that they need or want. And they turn their children loose to terrorize the store. They punch bags of birdseed, as I mentioned in the previous broadcast. It's awful. These children are seen and heard and are destructive and are a nuisance. And I think if Menards has one thing that they have to overcome, it's children in the store. Are you seeing this kind of nonsense in Michigan, Joey?
I'm seeing it everywhere, and I see it in Illinois when I stop there, in Indiana. But what I noticed, one thing I've noticed about those little kids, if they're foreigners, whether they're, hello, I am Dabberman, thank you, or they're Spanish or they're Asian, those children act completely different if they're first-generation foreigners. But if they're any one of those, anybody, and they're the product of our school system, well, there lies the problem. It's interesting listening to one of the radio commercials the other day. It says, how we can't leave no country behind. It works so well when we can't leave no classroom behind in this country. Now we're going to branch out. We're going to fix all the rest of the world's mental problems. We're going to teach them how to be like us. Yet all the foreigners seem to be able to support themselves, meaning they might not make money because they don't have an economy in that country, but they do have an ability to find water, find food, eat, work in tents, which is something nobody here can do anymore. And I have to parallel the great job our public officials have done accomplishing the dumbing down of the greatest nation on the earth, turning it into a giant cesspool, and nobody says anything, and it's always this next grade. You know, it's funny or sad, whatever you want to say. It's sad because I've got a family member in the hospital, so I spend a little more time checking up on them. But traveling, I'm more rural, and when I travel to a metropolis, it's like an evolutionary cycle. The busier that one little town gets to the next, when you get into the hub of the nucleus of the rectum, we'll call it, the asshole of the universe, is the best way to put it. The more electronic towers I see, people walk in front of cars. I noticed the other night leaving the hospital, Millennial Warehousing Heaven, very yuppie neighborhood, they've got dogs. German Shepherds, large dogs, two of them, one of them. And they're all on asphalt, cobblestone roads and asphalt, which that's great. Everybody should have a dog, but it's not even fair to the pet. And they're all dressed like they just were in Colorado on a hiking trip, boots, vest, hats. It got pretty cold. And I'm like, wow, these are all wannabe people. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but, you know, if you really wanted to live that way, why would you live in an area? And everything I've noticed, at electronic, like a kiosk to pay parking. Kiosk in a, I hadn't been in a McDonald's in 3 months. I'm watching a nice young gentleman order off a kiosk. I just went up, got a cup of coffee, left, came back in because I wasn't expecting the coffee, used the toilet. He's still ordering. All I had to do is walk up, tell him what they want. He can't communicate with the person at the counter because there's something that occurred in his brain chemistry. So you tell me what's going on. Costco now has a kiosk. If you go in there and want to buy something at their snack stand, the people are, the older people, they're at the counter. They need to be with the younger people. It's like George said once about a book, which we've never found out what the name of that book was. It was the retooling of an education system after the war to make workers, or prior to the war, or after. Because before, you went to a one-room schoolhouse, and you went to about sixth grade. But now, after the war, you go to first, sixth, seventh, eighth, high school, and you are prepared. You are prepared to go get a factory job and be on an assembly line the rest of your life. You don't ask questions, just like in school. You don't ask, and if you ask a question, what happens then? They degrade you, the teacher, especially if you ask a question that's way outside of that teacher's intellect. They feel intimidated. So, I mean, you think about this, but part of what I want to talk about today is trust. And what is trust? How do we get there? And just because you trust somebody today, can you trust somebody tomorrow? Think about if you were to bring, you were to invite a friend of yours to your home. And you've known this guy, woman, person, child, whatever you want to call them, 20 years, 10 years. And they come, and they bring their cell phone, and they're very proud people. They like to do YouTube videos. They like to tell everybody, you know, what happened in the world today. And their phone has a GPS. Or they get invited over to the neighbor, and he goes, wow, you got, that's really neat. I'm not going to tell them who you are and where you are. I'm just going to take a picture and show everybody and talk about how wonderful this is. Yet, unbeknownst to him with his great intellect, you don't even know his GPS is spotting a location. I was listening, and this is a class assignment. The guy's called the Ice Age Farmer. The particular one is what the hell PG&E is doing. That's the power company. So they shut the power off in Northern California, unbeknownst, and they're checking lines. So they use a helicopter with something called LIDAR, LIDAR technology. And what they're doing, they're hovering over all the buildings on the farm. They're doing a complete 3D, apparently, that can x-ray buildings. You go into everything. Does a 3D scan of the property and stores it in the cloud for another day. And I didn't even know something like that existed. Must have been all, must have been, what do you call it, product engineered, field tested in the Middle East. I mean, because that must be a really neat system, and it's coming to a location near you under the guise of working on your telephone line. What would you think about any of that, Vince? How would you feel when whether it's a drone or a helicopter comes over your property?
I'd be absolutely livid. And LIDR stands for light. That'd be L-I for light, detection, which would be the D, and arranging. That's what L-I-D-R is. It's light detection and arranging.
L-I-D-A-R.
I'm sorry, L-I-D-A-R. That's correct. Light detection and arranging. Yep, that's what it is. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And they were talking about LIDAR and how Pacific Gas and Electric was using it. And I'm not sure the customers knew, and they shut off the power. Joey, did they just shut off the power without telling anybody, like as they have in the past?
You have to watch the video. It's a 12-minute video. I don't want to misspeak. But, yeah, pretty much they came out with the brainstorm. They're going to inspect the lines. They turned the power off. A lot of people said, oh, it's just something you always talk about. The power went down. The people, they can't take a shower because they're unwell. But worse, they have animals and they can't get water. So they had one of the neighbors that had a generator, so they're shoveling water for the animals. They show the guy in the grocery store, oh, this is for my safety. I don't mind if all my food and inventory goes bad. This is for our safety, because they were under the guise, like the disguise, but the guise, the illusion that when, what is that, paradise burned to the ground, you know, that it was blah, 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 and reality is they want it. And it's interesting, they're picking these areas. And when you see the map seems to be in the area where that, what is that dam that was washing out a year ago? I can't think of it. There's a dam and everything.
Yeah, we remember. Yeah, we remember the dam, not necessarily the name. Yes, it was really serious. Right. We watched it wash away.
It still is serious, and they're rebuilding it. But there's two high-pressure water cooker power plants below that, intersections of two or three major expressways, like the one going to California, the one coming from out east, and the one going north. That's a central hub. And if you looked at all of that, if that washed out, it would paralyze that whole end of the country. Not just bringing supplies, but there's actually stuff we require from that area. So, I mean, nobody gets it. And it's much easier to just get the glazed look. Can I have extra high fructose corn syrup in my drink, please? Can I have a latte with extra whatever? There's something more and more of the few, what do you want to call them, YouTube podcasts I listen to, everybody says the same thing. Richie from Boston, I haven't listened to him in 2 or 3 weeks. He's got a bag, a bug-out bag. Awesome video, urge everybody to watch it. But he says, yeah, I had to go into Home Depot. And he says, I hate going there. You'd think it was you and me he was listening to. So I go in there, none of the tellers, they got a person standing by each checkout, but none of the man tellers are there. The scanners aren't working right. There's 60 people backed up with 2 checkouts. You're afraid to ask somebody a question because you know they can't answer it. And if it can't be scanned, and they're conditioning you to become more automated. They don't want you to have contact with a person. I had a bad experience in Home Depot just asking for a brochure back for Father's Day. Want to buy a tool? I asked 3 people. It's over there. Finally, I said, would you go get it? I said, I'm too old to walk. I wanted them to walk because there was no paper. So then the next day I called the store manager and he says, what do you want from me? I've been in retail 32 years and I can't find people to work. He says, I said, well, is that my fault or your fault? I'm not acting as a store manager. I'm acting as the consumer. I says, and he said, well, you came after 5 o'clock. I said, so what does that mean? After 5 o'clock, you bring the simple people out. You should put a sign. If you need help, come before 5, because after 5, we hire the simple ones. The simple ones will be in our store. They're just here to occupy it. You know, and when you say that to him, he gets insulted. You insulted what little bit of brain matter he had left. I mean, he's just like everybody else. Show me the money. He's going to come and enforce the dumbest policy until the check don't show up. And then he's going to be angry because he was promised, just like everybody's going to be angry. Think of all these people. Look at all these people that have been retired for 10 or 15 years pulling in either singly or with dual pensions, somewhere between $7,000 to $10,000 a month. Most of these people, when they start working 25 or 30 years ago, they were hardly making 20, 25 grand a year. Now they're getting that kind of money per month, and they love it. And they're going to vote for more free money. It's just nobody has enough. While I was waiting for the show to start, what were they talking about on the little news? GM is still having their strike, and that they're making $250 a day, and they normally make $1,250 a week, but there are $250 a week is what they're living on, and they wanna get their job. They want more money. How's this gonna work? $85,000 pickup.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The legal team for the intelligence official behind the original complaint about President Trump is now representing a second whistleblower. One of the attorneys say that multiple whistleblowers have come forward. But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah tells Fox News Sunday that the president's dealings with Ukraine were legit.
When you read the transcript of what the president says, he's very clear. The reason he's withholding aid is because he wants to pressure the Europeans, particularly Ms. Merkel in Germany, that they have been dragging their feet for months on us. And by the way, we heard as early as late spring that they were probably going to withhold this aid. We've been hearing, those of us who work in national security, that they were going to do that to pressure the Europeans.
The lawyers say the second whistleblower, who also works in intelligence, hasn't filed a complaint with the Inspector General, but does have firsthand knowledge that supported the original complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover, so use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 Retirement Investment Blunders to Avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement, with errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed-level fees. Call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you, at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You can achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today I've got your
take my
when you go to
the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Joey, I don't know if this happens just to me, but last week, my son and I went into a Walmart in the big city of Springfield, Missouri. He needed to get something. And so I grabbed the cart, and the handle was all gooey. So I said, I've got to go to the men's room. I went in the men's room and to wash my hands, get this, whatever it was, this sticky goo off my hands. And there in the men's room, there was one urinal and one stall. And I walked up to the sink, and there's a guy. And he's at the urinal, and his T-shirt comes down to his belt, and his pants were down to his knees. And there he is, standing with his butt hanging out in the men's room, totally oblivious to what's going on. He's a middle-aged guy. So I went to, I finished washing my hands, and I left in disgust. I got another cart, gooey, went back to the men's room, and washed my hands. My son looked at me and said, how many times are you going to go to the men's room? I said, just once per cart. It's crazy. Why are all the carts gooey? Why are the, you know, push bars on these carts, why are they gooey? Who's not paying attention? What? And you would think that at a neighborhood market might be a little bit better than a superstore. But there in that neighborhood market was this gal. She was all dressed up. Looked like she just came back from a funeral. You know, black dress suit on, meaning she had a skirt. It was a, you know, a tight-fitting skirt with a slit in it. And she had, you know, a top that matched, all black. T-style sleeves, so they covered, you know, part of her shoulder, but not her arms. Her arms were tattooed from her wrists all the way up. I don't know how far. I could only see to the tee part of her top. And there she was, all tattooed. It's like a freak show. And, you know, she was dressed very nicely. You know, a business suit or a funeral suit or going to church suit. But she's all tattooed. And she can't fix that. But there she is, you know, ready for the circus. It's unbelievable what I see. I see more of that at Walmart than any other store. You know, it's at Home Depot. Guys with shorts on, and they're all tattooed on their legs, and I think that looks good. But more tattoos on a greater percentage of the customers at Walmart than any other place I've seen. Do you observe that too, Joe?
I see the greatest amount of stupidity. And while you were talking, what was going through my mind was, this is a litmus test. It starts with Walmart. I mean, they're a very proud store. Walmart has truly achieved stardom beyond and above the average imagination. I mean, they have their own line of circus people. I remember telling a brain at the place, I said, you ever see the people at Walmart or the people at Target or Home Depot or Menards or Penny's or Sears? No. I said, Walmart took the stage. Walmart took the stage to create, I don't know how they created it, but I have to say one thing. Walmart is probably the most pioneering of facial recognition. I mean, yeah, they were suing Home Depot and what was the Lowe's for facial recognition.
Yes.
But
right.
Yeah, I have to believe Sam, good old Sam, the man's family, they superseded this. I mean, because, you know, apparently Sambo, he was the logistics manager in World War II. And he was so efficient at getting product delivered on the fronts, on the lines. His reward was, you know, as he got a little older, to kill the mom-and-pop stores, put them out of business. Now, through lack of greed, ignorance, and stupidity, they can't find competent people to work, nor can really anybody else. But apparently it's a privilege. If you get a job at Walmart, it's a privilege, because I don't think you could go any lower other than to probably, I don't know, the government employees, maybe that, you know, especially drivers, license bureaus. Because, I mean, apparently they used to be able to do a person every 5 minutes. Now it takes them 15 or 20, and they like to talk. And I guess you could fix that if you just said, here, you're going to get $10 every time you renew somebody's plates. If you want to be here for 40 minutes, but you get $10. If you want to do them every 3.5 minutes, you still get $10. You know, it's like when migrants pick fruit. You get so much a pound or so much a bushel to pick blueberries, or so much a bushel for apples, so much a pound for blueberries. And, you know, if you want to pick 5 pounds in an hour, well, then that's what you get, $2.40. You know, I know people bragging they make $200 a day picking apples. It just seems impossible, but, you know, it's all relevant. But back to the original point, we're watching this dismantle in front of us. We're watching how it almost seems time is being distorted. And I found an interesting television series called Timeless. And it was about a time machine, and the people, one group were trying to fix problems, the other one were trying to create the problems, and how you alter everything. And I mean, you start to look at You can't leave anything out of, as ignorant as that just sounded, you can't leave anything out of the realm of reality anymore. Because there's things that are happening that, as we grew up, this was never even a thought, let alone reality. I mean, where a whole week goes by and it seems like it's one day, or a half of a day. Or every time you thought you met the dumbest person on the earth, guess what? You found another one. Did you ever watch that show called Idiocracy?
Idiocracy?
Yeah.
I bought it, and I found it to be so vulgar that I just watched part of it. But I got the gist of it. People are dumb as a box of rocks.
They were watering the plants with Gatorade, and they couldn't figure out why the plants were dying because they thought Gatorade had the minerals. But that's, or they have a chief rapper that was the president, and he don't know how to speak, he just raps. And, I mean, that's where we're heading. And that's okay. I mean, that's okay because, all good things have to come to an end. And if people thought they had it bad, like a GM worker striking, they think they have it bad. Well, how about a guy buying a pickup truck for $75,000 or $80,000 for a diesel pickup? I noticed the one thing, most of the new vehicles that I see on the road, they all belong to a governmental agency. Every community, village, city, or town, they have usually Ford, Chevy, or Dodge, and, they're usually the best trucks. But you see what mom and pop buy. You see all of this. So, I mean, at some point, even the most shallow of us out there with very limited visual conception have to realize, how are you going to survive and what's coming?
What you're talking about is, if you look at the police cars, they are just one or two, maybe 3 years old, always washed, always clean, best tires, best of everything. And you look at our vehicles and, my daily driver is a 1996. My truck is a 2004, and it weighs less every day as more and more parts of the truck fall off from rust. And I only paid $3,000 for it, but it killed me to spend that. But it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy because back in 1964, if you paid full list price for a brand new 1964 Ford Falcon with an inline six-cylinder engine, the list price was $1,495. The list price for a Mustang, brand new, $1,995, brand new, in 1964. So how did we get from that to these $70,000 and $80,000 pickup trucks? It's unbelievable. By the way, and you can't repair them. Joe, we had a Dodge van showed up here with a 360 cubic inch V8 engine, 2000 model. And it stalled, it wouldn't start. So we looked at it, no codes, you couldn't diagnose it with the computer codes because it doesn't send any for this particular problem. The problem we diagnosed to be two things, the fuel pump and the engine control computer. The cost is going to be for the customer because the dealer has to fix this because you have to have a Chrysler computer to program the engine computer, which failed. That and replacing the fuel pump in the fuel tank, the 35-gallon fuel tank. To do those two things will cost $2,000. The van is worth $3,000. If it worked.
Well, then I'd urge everybody to go out and buy a brand new car. And they could make payments on it, and then they don't have to fix it. They can just drive it, right? Isn't that what they've created society to believe? I'll just go buy a new car. And they lease them for $200. Then when they're done and they find out they got charged an extra $8,000 because they put extra miles on, they don't have the $8,000. So, I mean, nobody thinks, nobody knows what's happening. At some point, Vince, at some point, will it ever matter? I mean, what was that? They just sent that, I forget what it was, something about not martial law, but what was that? They put the reserves on standby, the Marines. They put the Marines on standby for something on the West Coast. And, I mean, people don't know. And is it for real? I mean, because everything that our wonderful overseers do for us, who are they helping? You know, you think about where we're at, and we have more technology, but what would be different where we're at as a society or where Rome was at when it was at their peak? You know, where do we stand? Because, I mean, without the technology, and the technology is great for some things, but it's horrible for other things. You know, when you use technology to grow food and you GMO the seed and you lobotomize the seed and you make it grow because the genetics have been changed. You know, I had the biggest garden ever and I had no vegetables. Plants all flowered, a tomato would get green, and then it would fall off, and it would never get red. I had one zucchini out of 10 zucchini plants. I had a whole bunch of eggplants, and they didn't make one eggplant. I haven't done anything different. I use the same system of planting I've used for almost 40 years. So realistically, the poison coming out of the sky has to be poison coming out of the sky, because there's mold, black mold, green mold, and you can't get the mold off. I mean, you know, it doesn't come off. You power wash. It's like pressure. You can get grease off of an engine easier than you can get most of this mold off of. Everybody look at a water tower. Next time you're driving by a water tower, it's got air all around it. It's usually in the air a couple hundred feet. Look at it. The whole bottom of it is black because that's where the shade is. So whatever material is being thrown at us has to be creating. That's why the trees were dying. You got the mold. What else do we have? I mean, think about where we're at. You have to ask questions about frequency. And a stadium. Think of a stadium. A baseball. We'll go into this after this break.
Yeah. And I've got a couple comments about the black mold. I see it all over, and green mold. I'll mention that after you're done. We'll be right back with Joey.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joey in Michigan's with us. Joey, you're talking about black mold, green mold, and a stadium. Please continue.
Well, I was going to talk about a frequency, and there's a frequency, because I don't know about frequencies. And I thought about resonance frequencies. I think about how water can be given a frequency. What's his name? Victor Schuberger. He's an old German guy, Austrian. You know, and he claimed that the water running through the rocks was charged with a frequency. And everything in life is a frequency. And think about, while we're on break, I was thinking about churches. The old churches, the cathedrals. You know, think about building a cathedral out of stone in the early, take your pick, 14, 15, 1600s. How difficult it was, because they didn't have sky tracks, they didn't have all these modern conveniences, yet they built these and they always had high pitched roofs, arches, and it had to have been for a resonance frequency. You look at the state or federal capital, has a particular shape, the same shape they actually have in Rome. Isn't that interesting? That same bulbous appendage at the Vatican. They have the same one for D.C. They have the same one for most of the states on a smaller version. So what does that mean? Then, grubbing in a junk store one day, I come across a book called Green Cathedrals. What is a green cathedral? I'm like, wow, interesting. So they're baseball and football stadiums. And they're just the same kind of an item, whether the Greeks or the Romans had for their games. But if you start to think about a frequency, this is, and I'm not an educated person. I'm speaking way outside of my element. In fact, of all the class we have, I'm right there below half, I'm sure, if not lower, for formal schooling. But I have a unique feature I see a lot of people don't have. I have a really good imagination, and I think about stuff, and then I do the research on it. So let's think about why those churches were a particular pitch, with a particular radius, and every one of them were very tall, so it echoed in there. So a lot of the masses were in Latin. So when you're and you're babbling in Latin, which they weren't babbling, they were speaking, and they were was it a programming? Was that a primitive programming when they're speaking in Latin? Because you don't know, and everybody and you join in, or you know, being raised Catholic and in a church, he would be saying everything in Latin, and he'd have the little brass thing burning the incense with the chain clanging, and everybody's eyes are burning and watering, and they want to gag. But what was that? And every time, I remember asking my dad, I'm 7 years old, I says, well, what's he saying? He said, well, that's in Latin. I said, well, how do you know what he's saying is good for you? So it's the church. They're not going to lie to you. And about 3 weeks later, he goes, you know, I thought about it. You don't know what he's saying. And a seven-year-old kid can propose that. And my dad was really a smart guy because, you know, just because he didn't think about it, after I pointed that out, and I'm going with that story because most of the people listening today, they can go back to sleep. They can actually go right now. But if they choose to listen and they think about why the church had a high pitch, is it a frequency, the modern cathedrals of today, because most people don't even believe in God, let alone go to church. And if they go to church, it's to show off their car, their clothes, their new whatever appendage they bought. But a ball game, everybody roars. And I said 3 years ago, did you ever notice after a major sports event, there's usually a vote? And they usually have that halftime show with all that garbage and all these modern little children and rock stars that are all sexually disoriented. And, you know, they always have some form of a Egyptian motif to it. Like, they're always putting the resonance out to something other than what you would think it is. So I just throw this out here because think of a football game. Those people have such passion and energy because somebody made a touchdown. And it's like when they go home, they feel better because, wow, their team won or their team lost. And they're cheering and they know everybody's personal. And yet nobody knows what's happening in their daily lives. Nobody realizes how the weather's changed just in the last year, not to mention the last 5 years. So I would urge everybody, think for yourself, and no matter how ridiculous anything I just said sounds, you owe it to yourself if you think you want to be here into the future. You better start trying however it is to kind of learn to connect dots. You know, everybody sees, if I say that's red, what color red is it? Because everybody, or purple. Or if I like red and I like green and you like black and you like yellow, it doesn't make you or I right or wrong. But we like our colors, but it's still a color. It doesn't mean we can't go forward. So I have to speculate that some of this is repairable, but you have to lead by example.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You have to lead by example, and that's kind of what you and I do when we challenge the system. Just when we go to a store, it's like, don't you realize? And we talk to the management, we talk to the employees. Don't you realize that you're clueless, that we don't want to be here? And if we'd find another way, we wouldn't be here. And I noticed at Sam's Club, they've got shopping carts all loaded up, ready for the customers to pick them up, because customers aren't smart enough to be able to pick the things off the shelves and put them in a cart themselves. So they order them on their phone. And there they are waiting for the customer to show up. Unbelievable.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.